Not really, man. The national championship was the ultimate award, so I feel like I achieved everything I wanted to.
Are you working out here?
No, sir. Decided not to work out. I had a death in the family, so I had to take some time off. So I decided to work out on my pro day, which is March 26th down at LSU.
Did that delay you getting here?
No, sir. I got here on time. I didn't know about the reports that I wasn't coming at all, but I don't know where that came from. But I arrived on time.
What family member was it?
My grandmother. My grandmother. Yes, sir. I know I had a hairline fracture my junior year on my right tibia. I'm not sure how the test came out. I haven't spoken to anyone about it, so I mean, I'm not sure how it came out.
How much has it been an issue?
Not at all. I mean, I played my whole junior, even when I did it summertime my junior year, I played the whole year with it. You know, so I mean, that was a big issue to me. It just, you know, it just calcified on my leg, and you know, it has a little knot on it. I bumped it up against something, or weight or something like that in the weight room.
Hey Glenn, you talk about this, you talk about quarterback not coming and coming out. Are you amazed with this whole draft? Some of this stuff
is
kind of
legal
quality.
Yeah, man, I'm never surprised, man. I always try to set myself up, you know, to hear wild things, you know what I mean? Some stuff I just wonder how people, where they get it from, you know what I mean? Even the report saying I wasn't coming at all, I mean, I don't know where that came from, but it is what it is, man. I'm just trying to enjoy myself and just, you know, make sure I'm taking care of my responsibility. Everybody gonna have an opinion on what they think about me and my game or whatever, but I mean, as long as I'm taking care of my business, I mean, that's all that matters to me. No concern. There's no health concerns to my knowledge. I mean, I haven't missed a game since I've been at LSU. I played in every game since I've been at LSU. I mean, injuries, everybody gets nicked up. That's the way I look at it. I mean, who doesn't go through a season without getting bumps and bruises? So, I mean, I don't think it's an issue at all. Like I said, I played in every game since I've been at LSU my whole 4 years. So, I mean, I don't think it's a problem at all. I've seen quite a few. I mean, most of the time you're able to slide your foot, able to slide with it, you know, but I mean, a couple of times I just got caught in the wrong time. it just happened with a play where a guy accidentally, you know, went high and went low on me. I mean, I don't know too much. I mean, it was playing or whatever. I mean, I try not to get in all that, but I mean, just a guy hit me high and a guy hit me low and it kind of twisted my knee up a little bit. I'm not concerned about it. I mean, I let it go. It's whatever. I'm here with you guys out here at the combine. You know, I'm a national champion, so I'm on cloud nine, tell you the truth. I haven't spoken. I talked to a few coaches, you know, but I haven't talked to the head guys and nothing. I mean, no, none of the teams have came to me about injuries at all. So, I mean, I guess we'll have to see. No, sir.
Some of these questions are because you know, the consensus seems to be you're the top player, top talent in the draft, and just because you're number one that they look for stuff to pick at.
A little bit, you know what I mean? There's a lot of great players out there, you know what I mean? And it's an honor just to be considered one of the top players. And when you're one of the top players, a lot of people are looking for negatives, you know what I mean? They're looking for everything, even with saying I have, you know, injury problems. My man, I played 4 years. I played in every game since I've been at LSU, you know what I mean? I don't have any kind of injury problems. Who doesn't get hurt during the year? You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, people are just going to find little things to knick-knack about, but I'm not concerned about it.
When you meet with all the scouts and that way, and the team executives later this weekend, what do you tell them that you bring to the table?
I tell them I bring my heart and soul. That's all I can do, man. Just everything I've been built for, man. I mean, I come out and I try to work hard. I stayed at LSU an extra year because I had a commitment to LSU. I mean, that's the way I look about it. Look at it. I mean, I like to come out and give it all I got. They're going to get my heart. I have no idea, man. I think I got to the hospital around 9 o'clock. I left out by 6:30. MRIs, CAT scans, everything. I mean, you're from Stingers from high school. They want to check out. So, I mean, it was quite interesting. Where, you know, you just got to stay patient and, you know, just know it's gonna pay off one day.
Do you remember all the races on the
lakes? I remember a little bit, but not too much. Not too much. About 2 years. Yes, sir.
Line, what you do to an offensive line, and things like like that, how much does it benefit the guys behind you, your teammates around you?
I like to think it benefited them a lot, you know what I mean? Because the way our type of defense ran at LSU, the defensive tackles are supposed to occupy the guards and the centers and the, you know, the linemen, so the linebackers can run sideline to sideline. You know, and I look at it, any play that I can make is extra because I'm doing my job, but I'm making sure my linebackers are running sideline to sideline. So I mean, that's just my mentality.
Given your preference,
doesn't matter. I did it both at LSU, man. I played nose tackle, I played three tackle, I even played in. So I mean, it really doesn't matter to me. Whatever team want me to do, I do it.
What would it be like maybe playing in that system?
It'll be great, you know what I mean? I approach the process by I just need an opportunity. Anytime they give me an opportunity, they're going to have my all. I'm going to give it my 100%, you know? So, I mean, I'm just going to be thankful and grateful for the team that draft me, and I mean, I'm going to give them my all.
Glenn, it looks like you're set to make $27 million before ever setting foot on an NFL field. Is that remarkable to you?
I try not to think about it, man, you know what I mean? Because I mean, even though it's hard because you turn on TV, la 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 la. Your cousin's calling, la la la. Your friend's calling you. So, I mean, I try not to think about it, but it's hard. But, I mean, I just want to make sure I'm just taking care of my responsibility right now, man. Then I worry about that after the fact if it happens, you know.
What did Jamarcus Russell tell you about this whole process?
Basically, just stay within myself and just don't listen to all the hoopla, man. I mean, because people going to always have an opinion about you, you know. And some people like it, some people don't. Some people, you know, from a different area, some people are from your area, you know what I'm saying? So he just tell me, just make sure at the end of the day, I'm taking care of my responsibilities and working hard. Oh, man, what didn't I learn? Kyle Williams is like a mentor to me, man. I mean, he taught me how to come out and play hard no matter what. It could be 1,000 degrees, it could be 1 degree. Kyle would come out and tape his big fat hands up and get ready to play football. And Claude told me how to use athleticism into the game. You know what I mean? Claude wasn't a big technician, but Claude was a gifted athlete. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of took from both of them.
Where are you in the mix?
I'm kind of in between. You know, I think I come out and play hard like Kyle, and I think I got athleticism like Claude.
Do you look forward to possibly being that first pick in this draft? Is that a goal?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. I mean, that's why y'all here today, that's why everybody here, you know what I'm saying? You want to be that guy, you know, that get his name called first. You want to set yourself up to be as high as possible. So, I mean, that'll be a dream, and that's the ultimate goal.
What's your height today?
6'1.4", and I was 297.
Do you think that you can play nose tackle at 297, or do you think?
I think I can. I mean, I just have to go and try, you know what I mean? I think I can. Like I said, I played nose guard at LSU, you know. I played the zero tech, I played the three tech, and the end. So, I mean, I just have to go into the system, and if they need me to gain weight, I gain weight. You know, if they need me to lose weight, I lose weight, you know. So, that's just the way I'm approaching it. Anything that the coach wants me to do, I'll do it.
What's your most comfortable playing weight?
Around 295, 297.
What are the challenges of playing that nose guard position in terms of getting a 3-4? I mean, what do you see comparatively to a 4-3?
You gotta deal with the nose guard a lot more. I mean the center a lot more. I mean, you gotta basically sometimes you'll be taking on two guys at the same time all the time. So I mean, that's a big time adjustment. But I mean, I got used to that at LSU. You know, a lot of teams came out and tried to double team me a lot. So I mean, I feel like I'm equipped for both. I mean, when guys came out and tried to, you know, one on one, man, I think I won the majority of those. So I mean, I'm used to both styles.
But now you're facing bigger, stronger, faster.
Right, I mean, I'm going to get bigger, faster, and stronger also. So, I mean, I hope so. So, I mean, like I said, I mean, the more, you know, experience I get in the game, the better off I'll be. I know I got to go into it as a sponge trying to absorb everything because I know there's some big-time guys out there who's ready to just pound them, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'm just going to approach that as a student of the game, try to learn as much as possible.
What is this process like to you?
I love to go to the Falcons. I mean, I love to be a bird. I mean, because they play the 4-3. You know, we play the 4-3 at LSU also. So, I mean, it'll be a blessing. Y'all got to understand, I'm just approaching this as all I need is an opportunity. That's the way I'm approaching it. And I feel like that's the best way to approach it. You don't come in expecting to do this, expecting to do that. You know, you got to come in hungry and just needing an opportunity.
What's this like in the process, knowing that teams are trying to pick apart every single bit of you?
It's to be expected. They're investing a lot of money in these guys. You know what I mean? It's just expected. I'm not surprised about it at all. You know, I got teammates who talk to me about it. You know, they're going to twist and pull Even if you wasn't hurt, you're going to be sore after the examination. So, I mean, it's to be expected. And I just try to take it, you know, in stride and just keep an open mind about it and be happy.
Two more. Talk about playing against Darren McFadden. Faced him a little bit. Can you talk about
him? He's a great player, man. That's one guy you can't give an open seam. You can't give him a credit. You can't give him anything because he'll break his head on the goalpost ring. You know what I mean? He's a tremendous talent. He's a great guy.
Last one. Anybody?
Yesterday.
Glenn.
All right.
Cyber.